Welcome to Lou Marks' Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lou Marks, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. Afghanistan, the Biden aftermath. Let's talk about Biden's lies and their consequences in the fall of Afghanistan. Americans can debate whether there was a good reason to leave Afghanistan after 20 years. What can't be debated are the disastrous consequences of President Joe Biden's insane pullout. President Biden, we see you. When you look into the camera and say that everything is under control, that our allies aren't angry with us, and that you trust the Taliban, a terrorist organization, to let American citizens make their way safely to the Kabul airport to evacuate, we see you. When you say that no one saw this disaster coming, and that you plan for every possible contingency, we see you. We know these are lies. You were chief among those who called our previous president, President Donald Trump, a liar, and claimed that you would be the standard bearer of transparency as president. It's time for you to take a look in the mirror, Joe. You ignored the recommendations of military leaders, the intelligence community, and our NATO allies. Hundreds and even thousands, tens of thousands of American citizens, American visa holders, American green card holders, our allies, and Afghanis who helped us are trapped inside Afghanistan and have no assurances from our government they will safely evacuate as the Taliban surrounds the country's only working airport. Your answer was, we're thinking about you. We haven't forgot you. That doesn't help, Joe. The Taliban is going door to door and shooting and hanging any Afghan who worked with the United States over the last 20 years and probably Americans as well. It's a prelude to what's to come for tens of thousands of loyal Afghans and any American citizens and allies who may have been left behind because of your lack of an evacuation plan and your insanity and stupidity. Millions of Afghan women and children and girls will lose their most basic rights as the Taliban forces them back into a new era of repression and physical and sexual abuse. American troops are now forced to stand by while 13-year-old girls are torn from their families and sold into sexual slavery. Moreover, the Taliban has been made even stronger with billions of dollars worth of American military equipment that you failed to exfiltrate. You know, like when you and your pal Obama gave hundreds of billions of dollars in cash to Iran at night on a runway. You gave them another gift, Joe. It's time to stop paying. You're bought and you're owned by every country in the world that's a terrorist. It's freeing former members of ISIS and other terrorists from Afghan prisons. The U.S. homeland is considerably less safe as terrorists now have the entire country of Afghanistan as their base of operations of planning attacks against the U.S. and our allies. Until 2 weeks ago, the Taliban was just a decentralized insurgency after being ousted from power by a U.S.-led coalition after September 11, 2001. Attacks on America. The World Trade Center. Now, tragically, the Taliban will control more of Afghanistan than it did 20 years ago before the U.S. invaded. Good job, Joe. Another screw-up. In 2021, the U.S. military footprint in Afghanistan was nothing like it was when hundreds of thousands of troops were there over the last 20 years. Instead, it was a contingent of about 2,500 U.S. troops, most of whom were training the Afghan military, with the remainder conducting counterterrorism missions. This small contingent was enough to keep the Taliban out of power and terrorists at bay. But Joe, your incoherent and insane exit strategy has plunged Afghanistan into chaos. You blamed the Afghan troops for not fighting back. You blamed everyone except yourself. But how can you expect them to function when you pulled out all logistical, air, and intelligence support of a night and gave all the weapons to the enemy, to the Taliban? And you can't blame your military leaders or the intelligence community because they told you this would happen if you proceeded with no discernible plan. And you're a moron, Joe. Despite your continued reluctance to admit it, the Afghan withdrawal has been an unmitigated disaster. In the immediate term, your first priority must be to evacuate all Americans and allies and the Afghans who helped us. In the longer term, it will take years for the U.S. to rebuild trust, if ever, with our allies and with locals where we have military operations and rely on their assistance. If it can only happen, one can only wonder how long it will take for the nations and those fighting for freedom worldwide even begin to trust us again, thanks to you. Not having your support of our allies becomes an even more dangerous prospect when one considers how you have emboldened the resolve of adversaries with this pullout. Countries like China, Russia, and Iran will now, of course, be more willing to test how far they can push us. And they own you, Joe. They bought and paid for you. Finally, we must now also prepare for the inevitable and immediate elevated threat of terrorist attacks on our homeland, as we have let the battlefield come to our shores. And the trust we had with our NATO allies who served alongside us has been unquestionably compromised as they received no warning of the pullout and now struggle to get their own people out of Afghanistan. Even those in the media who had fawned all over you for the last 7 months, fake news media, and glossed over your many mistakes and protected you at the southern border and elsewhere won't cover for you anymore with Afghanistan. They try to ignore it, but it's there. It's so obviously bad that no amount of spinning or truth denying can hide what's actually going on anymore, Joe. Thanks to you, Joe, the world is now navigating a Taliban, terrorist-led Afghanistan. In the coming weeks, months, years, and decades, the U.S. government and international organizations must now work through an approach to the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan. American citizens trapped inside Afghanistan still today have no assurances from you or our government that they will be safely evacuated. You just spin lies. Joe, face reality. The Taliban is going door to door and shooting, like I said, and hanging any Afghan who worked with the United States over the last years and maybe Americans. You don't know. You won't tell us. It's going to happen. The future will not be simple. A failure to acknowledge that the legitimate elected representatives of Afghanistan are now no longer in control of territory or institutions, of anything in fact, and to refuse to deal with those that are, will only make for further misery for a population which has already endured decades of violence and poverty. But to recognize the Taliban risk condemning tens of thousands of Afghan women, children, and men to brutal repression and for some death, as well as mocking the human rights and rule of law which the U.S. and its allies sought to promote in Afghanistan and globally as cornerstones of value-based foreign policies. Joe, you've made a mess. This dilemma that you have and your administration finds itself in is one that you have studiously sought to avoid despite mounting evidence that without a negotiated deal, a Taliban takeover was only a matter of time. Everyone knew it. A five-year-old third grader would know it. As late as August 6th, the UN Security Council refused to countenance appeals by the UN mission and Afghan civil society activists to press the Taliban and the government to negotiate a ceasefire. The U.S. reiterated its refrain that it will not accept a military takeover of Afghanistan, and the UK stressed the Taliban's only route to power was through meaningful engagement in a peaceful process. Meanwhile, not until August 11th did Germany and the Netherlands stop deporting Afghan migrants despite the pleas of Afghan authorities and refugee organizations as the country was on the brink of crisis. Joe, you were delaying the inevitable. Your ignorant belief that a military takeover was still months away led to your administration to view dealing with the Taliban as a distant task. Why would you even want to deal with them? You deal with terrorists, Joe? Unilateral nature of the U.S. deal with the Taliban and resistance of the Ghani government to any suggestion of power-sharing arrangements compounded a lack of international coordination and planning on what the conditions for engagement might be. You just do what you do best. You buy people off and they pay you. Formal recognition of a Taliban-led government is simply not an option, even for those maintaining a diplomatic presence in Kabul, such as China, Iran, Pakistan, and Russia. Cannot be delayed further. The scale of the humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan now is daunting, with more than 500,000 displaced by fighting in 2021 alone, almost 17 million facing crisis levels of food insecurity, and nearly half of all children under 5 malnourished as a consequence of drought and the COVID-19 pandemic. This is just part of among the worries that's keeping terrorism at bay. Biden and his aides promise the U.S. can keep terror threats from Afghanistan at bay from afar by employing what's called over-the-horizon surveillance strikes. Remember when you said that, Joe? but counterterrorism and intelligence officials suggest it would be much more difficult and less effective than you suggested. And here comes, on October 29th, after hours of observation, U.S. commanders felt that they had collected enough information to stop what they believed was a suicide bomber preparing to kill American troops finishing the last stages of the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan. A military officer authorized a drone operator to launch a Hellfire missile to obliterate the target. The strike hit the car, the threat was eliminated, or so the military thought. After 2 weeks of reviewing the strike, Joe, and subsequent evidence about what was hit, the Pentagon acknowledged finally on Friday the drone strike was a tragic mistake that killed 10 civilians, 7 innocent little children, and 1 U.S. helper. The U.S. military's admission drew immediate criticism both about your administration's hasty withdrawal efforts from Afghanistan and its counterterrorism plan in the absence of U.S. troops presence there. You made a mistake again, Jill. You've always made a mistake. You've never been right in 50 years. You're a disaster. So now, Joe, you're betting Americans will forget about Afghanistan, aren't you? Of course. People in and around the White House are relying on a lot of America's notoriously short-term memory. You've made it clear, Joe, you have determination to see Afghan in your rearview mirror. But this fall, you want to focus on the road ahead, both metaphorically and in this case of your signature $3-something trillion infrastructure insane bill, literally, and of course climate change, all just to distract from this debacle and disaster you created. But we won't forget it, Joe. We won't forget your stupidity, your mistakes, your lies, and most of all, your uncaring attitude for American lives and America itself.